Good evening. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. We'll keep this one short as well. A few years ago, I got into an exercise program. It's all based on calisthenics. It's Paul Wade's convict conditioning, if you're curious. But one of the suggested workouts he had was just doing a few sets of a single exercise each day. There were six different groups of exercises he suggested. So you could do one each day, 6 days of the week, and then have one day off a week. That program worked really well for me. I didn't have too much to worry about doing. It was really just a couple of sets of one exercise, so I could really focus on that exercise and know that I pushed myself and not worry about how many different reps and sets and body groups and et cetera that I was going to work out. Just one exercise, somewhere between one and three sets. So how straightforward it was helped a lot. There's a few times that I fell off occasionally. When I'd fall or miss a day, really, I'd miss a day and I'd get back the very next day and just do two different body group or two different of the groups of exercises. And then there's a few times that I just decided, heck with it. We'll get it next week. I'll just go ahead and continue through the week like normal. Just do next day's exercise. Both worked reasonably well. Of course, I didn't get super jacked with this or anything, but I could feel my muscle tone improving. I felt better. It was overall a good exercise program for me. I was pretty satisfied with it. And since then, since I got that in, and I did that fairly consistently for a couple of years, since then I've tried a variety of different things. Bands are the things I'm working with right now, the X3, if you're curious. But I've always felt like I never got that far away from exercise again. There's been times here or there where I haven't exercised for a week or so, but that's about the most time off I've had since then without having some kind of exercise program. And I think it's mainly that I just made it simple and I kept sticking with it. I kept coming back to it. And we've talked about this a lot. Of course, yesterday I had a very short episode, got to the end of the day, hadn't gotten it in, was very tired, but wanted to still get the episode in. It was like a minute yesterday. And then today, same thing, very tired. It's the end of the day, hadn't got the episode in yet, but I'm still getting it in. It doesn't have to be the most brilliant thing ever. It doesn't have to be super long or impressive. I just have to do it. I just got to complete it, even if it's short. And you can do that with exercise. You can do that with your speaking practice. You can do that with just about anything. Just show up. Make sure you get the practice in. Make sure you get the next step in. Because over time, that changes things in you. You start understanding it's not necessarily about doing whatever's big, cool, and epic and makes for, you know, great pics on Instagram or whatever people are looking at now. It's about changing your relationship with yourself. When you know you're committed, even if you're not, you know, Mr. Olympia level committed, maybe not billionaire level committed, if you're just committed to making your life better, to doing one thing, and over time, maybe many things, but to start with just one little thing consistently to make your life better, it changes your relationship with you. It changes the way you feel about yourself. It changes the way you feel about life. What's that like? To feel that shift of the entire impression of your life. To feel something like a hidden, a deeper satisfaction throughout your life. It all starts with the practice and sticking with it. And when you miss, and it's bound to happen sometimes, just get back to it. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending some time with me today. We'll talk again soon.